This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and happy weekend. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom became scene of a curious legal vanishing act today as the defendant, Howard Melvin Stolter, failed to appear for his own plea and sentencing. This wasn't just a missed appointment. It was a disappearing act that torpedoed a surprisingly lenient offer from the prosecutors. Chief Assistant David Wallace had put a deal on the table. The people would not impose a sentence of time served, would not oppose a sentence of time served, plus fines and costs. Defense Attorney Dallas Rooney confirmed Stolter had previously agreed to this path to resolution. Yet, when the 10:30 a.m. hearing began, Stolter was nowhere to be found, not on Zoom, not in the hallway, and certainly not in the courtroom. By 10:59 a.m., when no sign of the defendant, Judge Ferris issued a bench warrant. This marks Stolter's third such warrant. He already had two outstanding for missing a circuit court date and another for failing to appear in Tuscola County matter. What was once potential walk-away with time served is now escalated into a multi-jurisdictional manhunt for a man who seems determined to avoid his day in court. The question remains, where in the world is Howard Melvin Stolter? And in a remarkable achievement for a small-town school, three seniors from Laker High School are heading to Michigan State University with one less worry on their minds, tuition. Ava Gardy, Madison Skaden, and Sarah Steinman, all members of the class of 2026, have been awarded the highly competitive Gordon W. and Lois B. Hushin Science Scholarship covering four full years of tuition, room, and board. The scholarship, unique to Laker schools and awarded since the mid-1990s, recognizes students pursuing rigorous science degrees. But earning it's no small feat. Candidates are evaluated on academic excellence, course difficulty, leadership, and a clear vision for their future, then put through essays and interviews before final selections are made. And this year's recipients have big ambitions. Gardy plans to study human biology and become a nurse midwife. Skaden is aiming for a career in surgery, also beginning with human biology studies at MSU's Lyman Briggs College. And Steinman will follow a similar academic path with her sights on becoming a family physician through osteopathic medicine. School leaders say the trio stood out in an already competitive pool, not just for their grades, but for their drive and their purpose. Superintendent Jill Verberg says all three impressed the selection committee with their determination to make a difference in the world. For a community rooted in hard work and dedication, these three students are proof that big futures can start in small classrooms. And months-long investigation in the Thumb has led to a major methamphetamine bust and two arrests after authorities uncovered what they're calling a significant drug operation stretching across multiple communities. The St. Clair County Drug Task Force, working alongside Sanilac County investigators and K-9 Brock, seized more than 300 grams of methamphetamine during coordinated raids at two locations, one in Lexington and another along Lakeshore Road in Birchville Township. Investigators say the case began with anonymous tips and grew into a larger operation involving surveillance and patrol deputies, ultimately leading to search warrants at both properties. Taken into custody were 44 4-year-old Danielle Mahosky and Eugene Cottleman. Mahosky now faces multiple felony charges, including 2 counts of possession with intent to deliver meth, along with firearm-related offenses and maintaining a drug house. She was arraigned March the 19th and is being held on $50,000 cash or surety bond. Cottleman has been arraigned just days later on March 25th, facing similar drug charges along with maintaining a drug house and a misdemeanor count of receiving and concealing stolen property. His bond was also set at $50,000. Authorities say the investigation highlights the ongoing impact of community tips and interagency cooperation in tackling drug activity across the region. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, one of the things I love most about the Thumb is how well we all know each other. When we walk into Murphy's Bakery, you're not just a customer, you're a neighbor, a friend, a part of the family. We've been serving the Thumb for a few generations now, and we take pride in offering the kind of service you only get in a small town. We'll help you pick out the perfect loaf, slice your bread just how you'd like it, and make sure you leave with something that puts a smile on your face. And of course, everything is baked fresh daily, the way they should be, from our breads and pastries to our cookies and cakes. And when you need catering for an event, Murphy's Catering Connection can build a delicious spread that you choose from appetizers to sides and dessert. Murphy's Catering Connection is a full-service bakery, so stop in and say hello. We're at the Main Light in Bad Axe, and we'd love to see you. 110 West Huron.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week, we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
And we're back with a look at more news. During a high-profile visit to Pyongyang, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to sign a comprehensive treaty of friendship and cooperation. The agreement covers mutual interest in technology trade and regional security. International analysts view the pact as a strategic move to solidify an alternative diplomatic bloc amid Western sanctions. Both nations emphasize their commitment to a multipolar world order, though specific details regarding military cooperation were not disclosed in the official communique. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development's revised its 2026 inflation forecast for the United States to an average of 4.2%. This adjustment is more than 1 percentage point higher than previous estimates, reflecting the impact of rising oil and gas prices. The surge is largely attributed to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which has severely restricted global crude shipments. Analysts warn that sustained high energy costs could dampen consumer spending and impact overall economic growth throughout the fiscal year. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection, an ice cream store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.